A Caribbean Mystery, A Miss Marple Mystery, by Agatha Christie, narrated by Rosalind Ayers.
Chapter 1. Major Palgrave Tells a Story.
"Take all this business about Kenya," said Major Palgrave. "Lots of chaps gabbing away who know nothing about the place. Now I spent 14 years of my life there. Some of the best years of my life, too."
Old Miss Marple inclined her head. It was a gentle gesture of courtesy, while Major Palgrave proceeded with the somewhat uninteresting recollections of a lifetime. Miss Marple peacefully pursued her own thoughts. It was a routine with which she was well acquainted. The locale varied. In the past, it had been predominantly India. Majors, colonels, lieutenant generals, and a familiar series of words: Simla, bearers, tigers, Chota Hazri, Tiffin, Kitmagars, and so on. With Major Palgrave, the terms were slightly different. Safari, Kikuyu, elephants, Swahili. But the pattern was essentially the same. An elderly man who needed a listener, so that he could, in memory, relive days in which he had been happy. Days when his back had been straight, his eyesight keen, his hearing acute. Some of these talkers had been handsome, soldierly old boys. Some again had been regrettably unattractive, and Major Palgrave, purple of face, with a glass eye, and the general appearance of a stuffed frog, belonged in the latter category. Miss Marple had bestowed on all of them the same gentle charity. She had sat attentively.